When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday here on Animal World. We just got through talking about a lot of behavior with Trina's dog and barking and so forth. If you've got something going on with your animal friends you'd like to talk to me about, or if something going on in the animal world that you want to talk about in general or tell our listeners about, we'd love to hear from you related to that as well. Local numbers 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And I want to say congratulations to Joseph, who won the feline formula of Missing Link. And I also want to tell you that if you want to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Monroe, Washington, 98272. And I think that... of course, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. I'd appreciate it if you do that. And since the phone lines... we had Missing Link winners, and we've had a few phone calls, but apparently nobody that wants to talk to me. I don't understand that. I think I'm fun to talk to. So, you know, you might want to just pick up your phone just to let me know there's somebody out there. But in the meantime, we're going to take care of current events. Speaking of entertainment, we got a lot of stuff on current events, a lot of new stuff, and I am going to reiterate, since, you know, summer has been long in coming, and I'm going to interrupt myself here just for a minute, because Kathy said, Peggy from Shoreline would like to hear more about cat training. Well, And Joseph says, I'm the real deal. Well, thanks, Joseph. I appreciate that. And Peggy from Shoreline. Well, Peggy, if you want to call back, it would be really helpful if there was something in particular you wanted to talk about. But if you don't, I'm going to take care of current events here. And then if you guys don't call, then I'm just going to have to talk to you about cats and training and all that good stuff. So that's what I'll do. But if you've got some specific stuff you want to know about, Peggy, if you don't want to go on the air, that's okay. But call Kathy back and tell her, you know, what specific things you might have in mind, and that might better help me. So anyway, and hey, thanks, Joseph. Well, I like that. How about that? I'm the real deal. I like that. Thank you, Joseph. Woo-hoo. How fun is that? Okay. All righty. So here we go. I'm going to reiterate. Summer is happening. It is coming back. It's burning everybody up in the rest of the country, but we're staying pretty pleasant out here. But we're headed to 80 today and into the 80s this week. I want you to be extra careful about your animal friends and taking your dogs in the car for sure. Also, your kids. You just cannot leave them in hot cars. Even, you know, just on a 70-degree day with the windows partially open, it only takes 10 minutes for the interior temperature of that car to raise high enough to start cooking your dogs. And you need to know they don't sweat the same way we do. They don't have sweat glands all over their body. They have to pant off the heat, sweat through their pads of their feet, but that's it. And they start off with a body temperature that's several degrees higher than ours anyway. So please pay attention. Don't take your dogs with you. If you have to take them with you, make sure that you're paying attention. You park in the shade and have good ventilation and water. And then remember that the sun moves. So your car may be in the shade now, but it may not be a half an hour from now. So you need to be very careful about that. And you need to know that people in general, I find, are way more aware of leaving dogs in hot cars these days. And we've posted a number of YouTubes on the Animal World Facebook page of people smashing car windows to get dogs out. So if you don't want your car window smashed in, then leave your dog at home or, be very, very careful about them. And we've got some good links up on current events on MarthaNorwalk.com to Seattle Humane and Seattle Animal Shelter with very good tips about what you need to know, heat-related stuff for animals. Remember to mark your calendars for me. I will be teaching my set of classes, The Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends, Part 1 and Part 2 at East West Bookshop in Seattle in September. Part 1 is Communicating with Animals, focusing on interspecies, telepathic, and empathetic communication. That will be on Wednesday, September 14th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Part 2, The Human-to-Animal Transference. You learn how your physical, mental, and emotional energy affects your animals and how to deal with it, and more tools to help clear the channels so you will be able to communicate better with your animal friends. That falls on the following Wednesday, September 21st from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Also, call East West Bookshop for reservations, 206-523-3726. That's 206-523-3726. Okay, let's see. Darcy Pariso, our Animal World communicator, medium and Reiki master, is at the Intraspace Intuitive Fair the first Saturday every other month from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The next one will be September 3rd. Let's see. The Intraspace Intuitive Fair has new dates. Saturdays, August 6th and November 5th from 10 a.m. to 3. So this is what I was just saying. This is the Interspace Intuitive Fair that I just mentioned that's on Airport Way directly behind Tully's. They've added new dates. So she'll be there September 3rd, but it looks like August 6th as well. And then, so August 6th, but they're not, I'm going to cross out the, forget that September 3rd, because they're going to be August 6th and November 5th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. behind Tully's. 20-minute readings for $30. Okay, that's the deal on the Intraspace Intuitive Fair. Okay, a walk on the wild side at Northwest Stream Center Thursday, July 28th at 7:30 includes a naturalist-led interpretive tour of the new elevated nature walk, which is a leisurely half-mile walk. Now, that's what Kathy and I did this leisurely nature walk with Tom Murdoch, the director of the Northwest Stream Center up there in Everett. We had a fabulous time, and it's even better now than when we were there a few months ago. But this is it's geared for middle school to adult and is limited to 10 participants, so reservations are required. Give them a call at 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. $7 if you're a member of Streamkeeper, $10 if you're not. Oh, now this sounds fun. I might even see that if I can do this. Bathe to Save comes to Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. And this is a national thing. It's a great big blue truck that, and this is going to happen on Thursday, October 4th. Thursday, August 4th. Come by Homeward Pet in Woodinville from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and have your dog bathed for $20 donation. Now, that's a good deal because now I take my Robbie to, you know, a dog wash, and I wash him myself at the dog, but it cost me $20 to do that. You can go to Homeward on August 4th, and for $20, somebody will bathe them for you. So I'm thinking I want to do this. So it's between 11 and 7 p.m., $20 donations. There's going to be food trucks, giveaways, and family fun activities. 100% of proceeds from this fundraiser benefit Homeward Pet. Let's see. Okay, so this, again, here, this is kind of interesting. The Bathe to Save Tour is a family of five Australians, Anthony, Rachel, Bella, Austin, and Araya, and their spokesdog, Bubbles. After learning approximately 3.9 million animals are euthanized in the United States shelters each year, the Amos family decided to travel across the country to raise awareness and save lives. Since January of 2016, they've been making stops in every state with their mobile hydro dog grooming unit. They are working to bathe 25,000 dogs and raise $1 million for animal rescues nationwide in partnership with GreaterGood.org and the Animal Rescue Site. So how fun is that? It looks like at 21, Anthony Amos founded the mobile dog grooming business Hydro Dog. So, you know, that's a great deal. So when did I tell you that? August 4th at Homeward Pet in Woodinville, 11 a.m., 7 p.m., $20 baths for your dogs. All righty, and then we have got the Craft Brew Pup Crawl benefiting Homeward Pet on Saturday, July 30th. Experience four of Woodinville's top breweries. Tickets on sale now. Go to www.homewardpet.org. And then we've got the Bark in the Park on Tuesday, August 16th. Join Homeward volunteers, staff, and furry friends to watch the Everett Aqua Sox play. A percentage of proteins benefits Homeward Pet. Tickets are on sale now. And then we've got the Homeward Pet Dog Walk like no other, the fourth annual Happy Tales Wine Walk. It'll be Saturday, September 17th. 18 of Woodinville's finest wineries, as well as 20-plus dog-centric vendors. Tickets on sale now, homewardpet.org, or give them a call at 425-488-4444. Remember, this afternoon, it's the Pooch Fest at the Irishman Pub in Everett from 3 to 6 p.m. Proceeds benefit the Animal Rescue Foundation of Everett, or ARF. Music, fun, yummy food, and dogs. So head on up to the Irishman in Everett. Get there at 3 o'clock for the Pooch Fest. All righty, and then there's a Rockin' Paw Walk-A-Run August 13th. This is also benefits ARF. It is August 13th, along the Snohomish River at Langus Park. That's 400 Smith Island Road in Everett. Goodies for humans and dogs. Well-mannered dogs, of course, are invited. No retractable leashes, please, for safety's sake. Registration at 8 a.m. The 5K run walk begins at 9 a.m. And the Mutt Strut starts immediately following the 5K at 10 a.m. To pre-register, visit www.everettarf.com. org. All right, the Paws Walk is back, 25th walk at Marymore Park in Redmond. That's going to be on August 27th. Registration is open. You go to www.pawswalk.net. All righty, Wednesday, the 27th, 6 to 10 p.m. Enjoy a night of froyo and fun at Just Peachy Frozen Yogurt in Marysville. They're at 1720 Twin Lakes Avenue. Froyo and fun at Just Peachy Frozen Yogurt. Now, this is to support Perfect Pals. So we got dogs, cats, we got everybody covered on current events this week. 1/3 of all sales for the night will be donated. Hey, and tickets are now on sale for the 19th annual Black Cat Ball, October 29th at the Meydenbauer Center in Bellevue. Over 500 items in the silent and live auctions, a champagne reception, and gourmet three-course vegetarian or vegan dinner, including wine. Perfect Pals has always been really good at this particular fundraiser. The champagne reception's free. The wine's free. They know the drill. Get everybody drunk, and they'll spend lots of money in the auction, and that's what happens. But, you know, you don't get fall down drunk, but you know what I mean. A little tipsy, and people spend more money. So the Black Cat Ball has always been really good at that. This year's October 29th. And let's see, is there anything else I need to cover? Seems to me that we should have a feral cat spay and neuter. I got to get up. I think the sexless soiree date is out, but I don't see that I have it. Yeah, here we go. Mark your calendars for the 7th annual sexless soiree on Saturday, September 24th. It will be at the Don James Center in Husky Stadium. Again, auctioneer Graham Crow will be returning to host this night of good fun, wine, and celebration. Tickets will be on sale beginning August 1st. So www.feralcatproject.org. August 1st, you'll be able to get tickets for the sexless soiree. Well, there you go. That wraps up current events, and it was one of the few times I've been able to do a leisurely cover all the details current events. Usually, Harmony, we are so slammed that I just can't spend a lot of time. So it was kind of nice today to really cover the details for everybody.
Yeah, well, that Black Cat
Ball?
Ball sounds fun.
Oh,
just the name sounds fun.
Well, yeah, and everybody dresses up, and
yeah,
you don't have to dress in costume,
but
most people do.
Yeah,
and it's fun. It for many years, I've tended lately not to go to these fundraisers because they're on Saturday night, and I'm not a morning person anyway, so it's hard enough for me to get up on Sunday morning. that in my older age, I have not been going, but it used to be my favorite silent auction ever.
Okay,
and I still have wonderful things that I got at the silent auctions and
awesome.
Live auctions there. And anyway, it is a great event.
Cool. Good to know.
All righty. Well, let's see. It looks like, we finally have some phone calls. And then, but I told Peggy and Shoreline I'd talk more about cat training. Let's see. And she's got two males, one cat intimidating the other. All right. Peggy, I will get to those cat questions for you. Before the show is up, but right now I've got somebody waiting on the phone, and you know me, I like to do the phone calls. So let's go to Redmond and talk to Roberta. Roberta, you're on Animal World. You're live with me.
Hello.
Hey, Roberta, how are you?
I'm great, Martha. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, especially now that you're calling in. So what can I help you with?
Well, I do have a question, but I kind of felt bad that nobody was calling in, so I thought...
Well, everybody's got to be out in the sun or something, cutting their grass.
I know. Hey, Trina was talking about the barking, dog barking. Okay, so I don't get visitors rarely.
Okay, just a second, Roberta. I mean, because you sound like you're in a tunnel of water at the moment. Are you on speaker or?
No, I took it off speaker. The only other thing I could do was I could put my earbuds in. I am stopped. I am sitting in my car, but I'm stopped.
Okay. Mike says the earbuds probably won't help. But let's just do the best we can. So what's going on with the barking?
Okay. So I don't get a lot of visitors, so I can't do a training. And, like focus training. But what he does, he'll stop barking, but then he doesn't really stop. He does this lower level barking.
Okay. And what kind of dog is he?
He's a mini Aussie.
Okay. Mini Aussies are, I mean, Aussies are great, and they're very smart. So if I'm understanding this correctly, when you try to quiet him, he'll stop the bark, but then he like huffs and puffs or growls or, you know, makes other noises, right?
Right. Yeah. I call him protest woofing.
Okay. All right. So that's very common, actually, Roberta, and many dogs will do this. What my advice is, did you hear my explanation of the teaching sequence and how you deal with the barking?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Now, so what you have to know then is that any sound that comes out of your dog, you treat as barking.
Okay.
Because what happens and why they do that huffy, puffy, and the other sounds is that most people are so upset by the barking, they stop the barking. But then, so the other huffy, puffy sounds, it's kind of like, well, that's not that big a deal because it was really the barking that's bothering me. But they'll only control themselves to the level that you make them. Okay. So you just have to treat everything like barking. And so if he does his, if you don't want the, you know, him talking back and those kind of huffy grumbly sounds, then you treat that just like it's another bark and sound, no, be quiet, good quiet. Now, I will also say, which I didn't finish up with Trina, is that once you have a chance to practice with the negative association sound interrupt being first, and the dog, you know, they get it, oh, you want me to be quiet now, I get that, then you can go back to the regular teaching sequence. Barking starts, you say, no, be quiet. If they don't stop immediately, then you make the sound or the squirt, and then praise. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So you just treat those little sounds like they're a bark.
Okay.
Because if you can control the barking, you control everything else. You just haven't made him do it yet. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. It's just that it was like I would go to say, oh, good quiet, but he would start this little woofing again, and I would like, well, dang.
All right. So soon, yeah, you're, you know, sound, no, be quiet. If he starts up before you say good quiet, or as soon as you start up, he makes those sounds, then you're back to square one and chink again. Sound, no, be quiet. Okay?
Okay.
You'll get it real fast. Mini Aussies are really smart. So,
yeah,
as long as you follow through, it shouldn't take too long, okay?
Okay, great.
All righty.
Okay, thank
thanks
you.
For calling Animal World.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All righty. Looks like we need to take care of advertisers here for the first time in this hour. And then, oh, how fun. We get to talk about bulldogs. Peg is on the line. I'll get to you next. But we're going to take care of advertisers so we stay on time this hour. Well, we're not really on time, but we'll get back on time. Anyway, Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Mark, and thank you to who's ever out there spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I understand it's probably the first day of summer here, but you never know. I mean, you know, this is a ritual. You have to be here on Sundays. Anyway, and I'm grateful for those of you that are. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, a.m. 1150. In case I confused anybody, I apologize. But Peggy and Shoreline, I'm going to get to your cat stuff, but I want to have plenty of time to do that. And yes, we've got two Pegs going on here. And we are going to head to Olympia and talk... We are going to head to Olympia. There we go. We're in Olympia now, and Peg's on the line. Good morning, Peg.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I just thought I'd let you know I'm here.
Well, good. I'm glad to. And gosh, and you've got an echo on the phone lines too. I wonder if there's something going on with our phone lines.
Yeah, I don't know. It the whole thing changed when you came on the line.
Really?
Is that impossible?
Well, I don't know. Mike, and you know, he'll figure out what he can. But
okay.
It's unusual to have it on more than one call. But so that makes me think it might be something. But you're sounding okay now. So
okay.
What's going on? You got bulldog questions, huh?
Yeah, I do. And I had a comment on the O thing.
Oh yeah, the O article. Yeah.
I'm quite certain that a lot of her advertising dollars come from the major.
Oh, pet food companies?
Food companies, yeah.
If you've just tuned in and listened in the first hour, I did a piece from Susan Thixton's Truth About Pet Food, an article in the O Magazine, the August issue, that gave some really bad advice about dog food. But I don't read the magazine, Peg, but do they have advertising in there?
I looked on the internet. I couldn't find out. But, I mean, you know, the companies like Purina and, you know, they're advertising Beneful and all this pet, you know, all the stuff they sell. It's just over the top in magazines. So
yeah, and it certainly was like...
That article was probably not even generated by Oprah. It was probably generated by one of the magazines.
Yeah, that's what I said. She probably had nothing to do with it, you know, but they assume that it's good information because veterinarians are quoted and stuff, and when in fact it's not.
Well, they're going to find a veterinarian that's for sale.
Totally.
I think a lot of vets really believe what they're saying.
Oh, I think they do too.
But,
you know, I mean, it's the, you know, that's the education they receive all comes from those big corporate pet food companies.
Yeah, well, they try to buy and sell those vets.
Yeah, well, and they do. You know, they essentially fund the vet schools and stuff. So
yeah, well, that and big pharma. So
exactly, there you go, drugs and crappy food.
Yeah, it makes for a good practice, I guess.
yeah.
And then they die, and then you start over again with puppy.
Yeah. So it makes for a lot of sick animals.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think a lot of vets went into school to do that. I mean, it's just kind of the way that...
If you don't mind, I want to tell a story now. Because those of you that know a lot about diet and nutrition, especially raw feeding, you may remember years ago when raw feeding began to become popular. And the first book that came out was called, I think, Give Your Dog a Bone, or Feed Your Dog a Bone. And the veterinarian...
That was Billinghurst, wasn't it?
Pardon me?
Billinghurst?
Billinghurst, that's what it was. Ian Billinghurst, veterinarian, wrote that book. Well, you know, like I keep saying, you know, Animal World's been on pushing 22 years now. I was on the air back then, and when that book came out, he did do a book tour in the States, and I had the pleasure of having him in the studio with me and having him on the show more than once. Well, the story that he told... because this was the first book on feeding raw meaty bones, and that's actually where, and that's where the raw meaty bone diet came from, the BARF diet, and so
forth. Yeah, I understand. Billinghurst was an advocate of that until a little later, when he found out he could actually sell dog food with vegetables in it.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so that's what, anyway, the story that he told, becoming a veterinarian, he in Australia, that when he was in vet school, which would, you know, was you know, years ago, probably in the 60s or maybe before. But at any rate, he told the story of when he started in vet school in Australia. The educational books that they used for the vets in vet school were really small. And compared to the books used in vet schools in the United States, were huge. And it was because there was a lot more chronic disease and illness in the States than there was in Australia. And he said what was going on with that was that when processed pet foods were developed, you know, and the dry foods and all of that stuff, Australia didn't bring them into the country. So processed pet foods were not sold in Australia, and that did not begin until the late 60s, I believe he said. So
that's much later.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so prior to that, what Australians fed their dogs was the leftovers they didn't eat. Mm-hmm. And all the people food that they didn't eat, the dogs got. And there was no food you could go buy to feed them. That's the way dogs were fed. Well, yeah. He said it was absolutely amazing to watch that as processed pet foods began to be imported into Australia and they started feeding their animals, you know, dry pet foods, the incidence of chronic disease and illness started going up directly related to the feeding of dry dog food. And yeah. So by the time he was on the air with us, which had to be probably in the mid late 90s, probably, he said, you know, that their vet books were becoming rapidly as big as the vet books in the United States because with feeding processed dry dog food, they were developing chronic disease and illness over there as well. So I found that very telling. And then, of course, you look at the O magazine article and don't use human grade on the, you know, don't, you know, avoid human grade ingredients. It's like, oh, come on, give me a break. When the dogs in Australia were eating human leftovers and doing way better than our dogs over here. They didn't have chronic disease and illness. So, yeah. And
well,
I know you're
a raw
human food
grade
feeder.
Thing, that's worrying these big pet food thingies.
Yeah, it is.
Because they're grabbing market share.
Right, right. So, yeah, what's going on with bulldog questions?
Well, Malone is now about 16 months old, and he's still very active, to say the least. He's kind of like a border collie on steroids.
In a bulldog suit, huh?
Uh-huh, yeah, he's very active. And I think part of his age, I know that if you remember my bull mastiff dude, I got him at 18 months, and he's been in a cage his whole life.
That's right.
I went through about a year of just plain heck.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was. I never thought he'd calm down. And then all of a sudden, this, you know, there's this switch that flipped, and he was Mr. Perfect Dog.
Huh. So what's going on with Malone?
Well, he's so overexcitable. His breeder, he didn't get a lot of real socialization outside of the kennel when he was very young. In fact, when I picked him up, I think he was 4 months old. It was the first time he'd ever had even a halter on him. So, of course, then he was much more controllable because he was a lot smaller. And then he had some health issues when he got here. He had a surgery, which was not planned for, so he had to spend a lot of time in the crate, and then I had some issues. So, and, of course, I'm still working for a living. Oh, joy. So and then Pershing died, so now he hasn't had anybody to play with to run off some of
the... That was your older bulldog.
Yeah.
Right,
and,
okay.
He was almost 13, and they just played nonstop. It was really, they were just wonderful together. But he hasn't had anybody to play with. Before Pershing died, he tore his CCL, I guess, his cruciate ligament,
yeah,
one knee. And the breeder doesn't want me to, you know, it'll heal. And so I've been to probably 6 different vets, and it's like they look at me really strangely when I say that's what she wants. And, you know, there is a school of thought that conservative treatment can help heal these things. But his...
Well, you know, I don't know. Were you listening last week to the show?
No.
Because Janice Gianforte, the president of NuPro Supplements, was on, and I had just forgotten how really fabulous these supplements are. I had a ton of testimonials, and she reported one of the stories we talked about was a dog with, you know, ruptured cruciate.
Yeah.
And no surgery, and just on the NuPro hip and joint supplement.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember how long she said, but the dog, you know, eventually was, you know, running and walking normally like nothing ever happened.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to give it a try, and part of the problem I'm willing to give it a try is because he's still so wild.
Yeah.
And there is so much crate time involved in a TPLO.
Right.
That I think he might just go nuts. I mean, he is probably the only dog I've ever seen that can do zoomies in a crate.
Well, I don't know. Those bulldogs are something else. That reminds me, too. I posted like 3 really hysterical bulldog videos on Facebook and tagged you on them. Did you see those?
I don't think so. I'll have to look.
Yeah, they'd be a ways down in the timeline now, but there were 3. Oh, there was one, a bulldog on a treadmill, I know, that was hysterical.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And then there was a couple of other ones that were really, really funny. Anyway, I tagged you on them, but it didn't look like you ever saw them.
Yeah, I did see the one with the treadmill, and that's the way he does the treadmill when we go to water therapy.
Yeah, because bulldogs, you know, there's something unusual. Bulldogs are a little strange, Peg. They don't really respond, and sometimes I don't think they read the dog book. I don't know what book
they
read, but it's a different book. I've had to get really creative in dealing with bulldogs over the years.
Yeah.
But I'll also tell you, one of my Wolfodies ruptured anterior cruciate, and I wasn't willing to put that dog through surgery. So we just did acupuncture and chiropractic, you know, and good food, and he recovered just fine.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have a full rupture, though, right?
Yeah, he did.
He had a full rupture?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of dogs, you know, come through.
Well, he's got that distinctive gait in that he's not limping, so someone would watch him and say, oh, my God, he's limping.
Well, check out
behind,
the new...
You can see the knees out and the foot in, so...
Well, check out NuPro, NuPro.com.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
It's all human. I don't know. You might have to be careful because it's all human-grade ingredients, Peg.
I know. I'm scared of that.
And but really, really good, the hip and joint. I've got Robbie on it now. Robbie's picky, and he just loves it.
Uh-huh.
But check that out. So anything behaviorally or related that you need to talk about?
Well, I was kind of curious as to your input. I'm not thinking this is going to heal.
Right.
It's by itself. But that's just, you know, I'm relying on, like, you know, the whole host of veterinarians that say,
right,
that's not, you know, maybe a small dog, but not this one. And, of course, I have to keep him quiet, which means he doesn't get to play, and so that makes him worse. And I was kind of glad to hear you talk about the word, you know, the dog training in one of the people you were talking to this morning, because my trainer is very upset that I'm teaching, and I'm trying to teach this dog no.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, no, I was supposed to give him a toy.
Well, see that, you know.
Like, I'm sorry. He just.
Well, and my philosophy is I started training dogs when I was in the sixth grade, and I'm in my 60s now. So I've been doing this professionally for more than 45 years. But I learned in the old school of dog training, which, you know, could be cruel and abusive. And the biggest problem at the time, it did not give dogs credit for who they really are, that they think and reason, have feelings and emotions. And so forth. And I have to say that I was instrumental in helping start the pendulum to swing towards the new age of dog training, which now the total swing, it's over to like clicker training and totally all positive operant conditioning. And my opinion is there's just as many problems in the swing of the new training as there is in the old, for exactly the same reason. The new training doesn't give dogs credit for thinking, being thinking rational beings. They think and reason, have feelings and emotions. And I'm sorry, I hang in the middle of taking the best of both worlds. That works, and is my belief that dogs aren't any different than kids. Impulse control is learned behavior, and they don't just need to know what's right, they also need to know what's wrong. And there's a way to teach them all those things without being cruel and abusive, and I don't care how you want to spin it, they're always going to be pack animals and work on a pecking order system. Life is not fair in the dog world. So anyway, that's what I think it's probably why I'm so successful in dealing with all the worst behavior cases on the planet, which is what I tend to see.
And in
the vast majority of cases, the problems are solved before I leave their house.
Right. Maybe I ought to host you down here.
well, bulldogs might be an exception.
I mean, my co-owner thinks I've grown horns, for God's sake. It's like, whoa, because I worked with Eric Stalas one weekend, and it's, you know, his point in handling is that they have to keep their head still when they're on the ramp.
And
nobody was abusing these dogs. I mean, some of the really good people, show people, were there, and just to explain, I wasn't going to bring him. I was just auditing, and then Eric said, bring him in this afternoon, we'll work with him. I said, he's really green. So I got him, we got him fitted up with a choke collar, which I don't usually use, and I bought him a kangaroo leash, brand new kangaroo leash.
I do have to jump in and say the choke chain or the training collar, you could not pay me enough money to ever train a dog with one of those collars again. They are dangerous, and they cause cervical neck damage. The studies have been done in Europe, and even buckle collars used to jerk the dog's neck around will cause cervical neck damage, which is why I think pinch collars are gifts from God. A lot of people, they have a bad reputation if you don't understand them. But when they are used properly and you know how to use them, the tough stuff is over in 5 minutes or less, usually 2 minutes or less, and they do not damage the cervical spine. But they're powerful enough to get the job done.
I do have one.
Yeah.
And I have used it. Not on this dog, but...
Well, I agree with you. You need to teach him what's wrong, but you also need to teach him what's right and teach vocabulary. We're kind of running up against the clock here, almost out of time.
All right. Well, I'm just going to soldier on here.
Well, I can tell you I had one dog ruptured cruciate and did nothing, and he did just fine. Now, that particular knee was always a little larger than the other knee, but it didn't stop him, and he was just fine. And Janice was telling stories about that last week also with the new pro. So I'd kind of go with your gut on this one.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, my gut says wait, but I don't want to rupture it. It's not a full rupture yet.
So okay. Well, call me off air if you need to.
Okay, thank you, Martha. Bye.
You're welcome. Oh, and the other thing you could do, and Peg, if you're listening out there, you could give Darcy a call and have her look at it and see what she sees, if it's going to heal on its own, sort of thing. All right, we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors real quick, and then we will talk cats. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, July 24th, Winnie and I will be welcoming the host of the confessional radio show, Christine Cisneros, to the show. We will be having a meaningful conversation about life, and we're jazzed about it. So don't forget to tune in this Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, as promised, Peggy and Shoreline, I'll talk as much about cats as I can before we run out of time. Dealing with cats is different than dealing with dogs, and I still love my favorite phrase, dogs have masters, cats have staff. And it's really true, because dogs, you know, that's what I've been talking about during the show today. Dogs have our pack animals work on a pecking order system. They need rules, discipline, and all of that good stuff. And that's what makes them emotionally, psychologically stable. Cats do not have the same social structure. So you can't, you know, train and behavior modify cats in the same way that you do dogs. And you're better off, you really have to serve cats and accommodate them and address their needs and what works for them. Because if you're not covering the general bases, then you're going to have problems. And there isn't really a magic wand. Now, I got a couple of specifics from you here, but the general thing about cats is, what most people have problems is because they have not structured their environment properly for cats. And the buzzword these days is called catification. So particularly if you have multiple cats. Now, you said, Kathy mentioned two male cats and one that intimidates the other. Well, and generally with cats, the most congenial relationships are going to be same sex. Number one is usually neutered males. Number two, neutered females. The most difficult is male-female relationships, generally speaking. But when you've got two males and you've got one intimidating the other, the first thing I would look at is catification in the house. And I'm going to again mention my favorite TV show, My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galaxy. He is the best feline behavior therapist I have ever seen. And his shows are phenomenal on Animal Planet. They're not running new ones right now. It's off season. But you can get a lot of really good help by watching the clips of the shows on Animal Planet. And you can get a lot of help there. Jackson also has two books out now, Catification. They both involve catification and how to structure your environment. But when you've got multiple cats and somebody's being intimidated, you need lots of up places for them to go. Jackson calls it building a super highway so that cats can use shelves on the walls, climbing posts, and stuff. And ideas so they can go up and all around the room. There are the wonderful cat houses where people, you know, have made rampways and holes through walls, and cats can go all over the house without ever touching the floor. But the more you can catify, the better. For the cat that's intimidated, if there's always a place for him to get up and away, they can become braver and hang out more. The other thing with that is often the one that's being intimidated acts more like prey, and they're not getting enough good interactive play, so the more dominant one is intimidating the other one. That's where good interactive cat play. So you need a deburred. That's my favorite one, wand toy with feathers on the end, and you fly it around. That's where you've got to be interactively playing with your cats, particularly the dominant one, and flat cat them is what I call it. You play them until they're flat on the floor and worn out. And you may need to do that several times a day with the older one, because I'm assuming they're not indoor-outdoor models, that they're indoor only. And so good catification so that there's plenty of places in every room of the house for the cats to get up and around and away from each other, that gives them a lot more space to run. And then the interactive play is critical, that you allow the one that's doing the intimidating, he's got to be worn out and given an outlet to express all that energy. So playing him a lot can help. Now, you also mentioned that one of them is starting to do what you're calling biting, and then Kathy has in parentheses love bites here. Well, you know, I don't really consider bites love bites, unless it can be part of a feigned breeding ritual. One cat will get on the other and grab the back of the neck, and you might call that a love bite, I suppose. But again, good catification and really good interactive play with the cats can dispel that energy that makes them do that. I'd need to know more about starting the biting sort of thing. Sometimes that's when you pat the cat, you get down towards the rear, or if you touch their bellies, they'll bite. Sometimes it's after you've been petting for a while, and then they'll bite. That usually has to do with, again, an energy buildup in the body that can be helped with the acutonic stuff, the forks and stuff that Jude and Paul work with here on Animal World. Dr. Nils can be helpful with that. But the biggest thing is the good interactive play and wearing these animals out. And then knowing when they do that bite thing, the tendency is if the cat swings to bite, we tend to scream and pull our hand away really fast. Well, that triggers that grab, chase, kill instinct. So what you do is, as soon as they start to flare up on you, you just freeze, hold still, breathe, and use these words: be gentle with mom, be gentle with me, or be gentle with mom. And if you breathe, calm down, and use those words, it is almost infallible, it will immediately stop the intimidation. Now, that also, that kind of, all of these behaviors can be underlied by the Plechner endocrine immune imbalance that we talk about on Vet Sundays a lot. And so that Dr. Bill is the only one in our area that knows about it and knows how to test for it and treat it. But you might want to order the book Pets at Risk by Dr. Al Plechner. You can usually get it for cheap on Amazon. It's only $13.95 new from the publisher, so don't pay more than that. Anyway, that's kind of the basics, Peggy, that I can share with you about cats and that I've got time for. But, you know, you're welcome to call back again, and we can talk more, or you can contact me off the air. But hopefully that will give you some things to go for. But good catification and regular, daily, sometimes multiple times a day, good interactive cat toys with a deburred or something like that. And make sure that you hide those toys. You don't leave the deburred out. The strings can be dangerous. They destroy them, and then they're not as important to the cat. So you put them in a closet, hide them away, get them out to play, and then put them back. So hopefully that helps. Call me if you need more. Well, boy, that kind of wraps us up for another Sunday. Thank you, everybody, for your calls. And, gosh, it was fun to have you, Harmony, in the studio, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. Boy, Mike, I won't see you because it's an encore presentation next week, and then you'll be gone. So, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? I won't be a few weeks. It's been 4 years. I haven't seen you for this long. Oh my, it's been 5. Okay, that's a long time. I don't know if I can handle it. Anyway, let's see. If you stay tuned today, you will hear an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. If you tune in next week, we're going to repeat the New Pro Show with Janice, because I just think these supplements are so phenomenal. Everybody in my house just loves them. My cats are refusing to eat without the New Pro Nuggets, and they're human grade and just the best you can get. So I hope you will check out New Pro, N-U-P-R-O, newprosupplements.com. Get your anaphums on them, and if you want to know why, listen next week. We'll tell you all about them. And then in 2 weeks, that'll be August 7th, when Harmony's in the studio and we're having mic withdrawal, we are going to have Morley, the head of the Ananda Institute of Yoga, their teacher training program up here. And he is from India. He is phenomenal. He is an incredibly knowledgeable and entertaining and motivating speaker, and we're going to learn all about Hatha Yoga, particularly Ananda Yoga. We'll talk about India and the history of yoga and all of that. And anyway, I've got to get out of here. Mike, thank you. Harmony, thank you. Trina, Kathy, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and leave your dogs at home in the heat. I'll talk to you again next week.